City of Ellensburg utility customers will be able to make use of a new online portal starting December 11. You'll be able to log in, pay your bill, track and compare usage, access info, and updates. You'll need to reset the password the first time you log in. The Monthly Coffee with City Council event is from 10 a.m. to noon Tuesday at the Ellensburg Downtown Association office on 3rd Avenue. A volunteer training session for the cold weather shelter is scheduled for 6:30 tonight at First Lutheran. If you want to see the schedule and find out more, email Susan Casey at sukcey0912@gmail.com or call 206-963-0912. The shelter opens November 15, will be open nightly, rotating among six Ellensburg churches. CWU's Fall Choral Classic is Tuesday and Wednesday at the McIntyre Music Building. They welcome high school choral groups from across the state working with central profs and music students, featuring free public performances at 11:40 a.m., 1:20 p.m., and 5:10 p.m. each day. Volunteers are needed for the annual community Thanksgiving dinner at 3 p.m. November 22nd at the Kittitas Valley Event Center. If you're interested, contact the Adult Activity Center at 962-7242, and the dinner is free to all community members. CWU hosts the annual Northwest Sports Management Summit on Thursday. Ellensburg High School and CWU graduate Nolan Teasley will be the keynote speaker. He's the Seattle Seahawks Assistant General Manager. The summit is geared towards aspiring sports management professionals. It's free and open to the public. Pre-register on CWU's website. The CWU Symphonic Band performs Antiqua at 7 p.m. Thursday in the Hertz Concert Hall in the McIntyre Music Building. It's free and open to the public. The fall edition of Keene's Let's Talk series is set for 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursday. The free fall workshop is held at the Canyon River Ranch, and it's titled, Is the Yakima River Canyon Scenic Byway an Important Wildlife Habitat Corridor? Information is available on Keene's website. And a free screening of Unseen, How We're Failing Parent Caregivers and Why It Matters will be held Thursday at the Morgan Performing Arts Center. The documentary starts at 5:30 p.m. with a panel discussion. The screening is sponsored by the Kittitas County Public Health Department, the Kittitas County Health Network, and KBH. The Ellensburg High School volleyball team finished fifth in the state 2A tournament held at the Yakima Sun Dome this weekend. They opened the tournament with a win, lost on Friday, and then battled back with two wins on Saturday to earn the fifth place trophy. Despite losing its last game of the regular season 42-14 to Texas Permian Basin this past Saturday, the CWU football team qualified for the NCAA Division II playoffs. The Wildcats will travel to face Western Colorado at noon on Saturday. The Fish Open Table Lunch is pork pozole and pears. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Elum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 51 degrees. Sunset is at 4:29 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 26 degrees. Winds will be from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Find all this information on our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.